This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a company that's been on our show many times. The name of the company is Danavation Technologies, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DVNCF. And with me, I believe, is one of the hardest working CEOs out there trying to put it all together. His name is John Ricci. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ev. It's a pleasure being here, and thanks for the kind sentiments. And yeah, like my wife says, you really work hard, so I appreciate
you know, that. You're welcome, and you deserve it. You know, for my listeners and my new listeners, who is Danavation?
Danavation, we're a leading-edge tech company, a software company. We provide digital smart labels in to provide real-time pricing, information, promos at grocery stores, at other retailers, in healthcare facilities, in automotive plants, warehouses and distribution centers, anywhere where a customer or your business would see the benefit of replacing paper and tedious tasks, a lot of labor, heavy price changing, information changing.
Right.
Things like that. Anywhere, any company that has an older system, you know, I talked just briefly mentioned healthcare, but hospitals with their back end, there's a lot of paper shuffling, a lot of paper that has to be reprinted on a daily basis. They're a prime target for this business. And of course, you know, grocery retail, and no one has to tell anybody right now about inflation and fluctuating prices and how it's affecting consumers, but how it's also affecting the retailers, and where they have numerous challenges and trying to maintain their margins in this marketplace.
Yeah. Keep pricing accurate. Exactly. You and I have, you know, talked many times. You've been on the show many times, and you're really trying to create a new paradigm shift, and it's kind of out there, but I think we're, as Mark Cuban would say about cryptocurrency, we're in the early stages. You're trying to create digital smart labels for all the products out there in real time. Explain to my audience, what exactly is a smart digital label?
Okay, simply put, take a look at, just imagine you're looking at paper on a shelf. It's hooked into a data strip that's sitting behind, and that's got all the product information, pricing, UPC codes, point of origin, etc. And that paper has to be replaced when there's a price change. Simple as that. Sometimes daily, sometimes weekly, but you know, in most cases, there are SKU changes happen on a regular basis. Anywhere from, we have customers anywhere from 1,000 to 6,000 a week in SKU changes. So that has to be done in a manual way, printed either in a store or printed at an outside marketing company, for example, where you send your batch files. Company prints out, if you have 100 stores, 100 packages of SKU changes that then get delivered to the stores, and each store manager or file manager has to now implement the price changes in a specified amount of time. That in a nutshell. Take all that away, put a digital smart label in place of that paper, and all what I just said is now history. When you batch your pricing, when you change prices at source, in corporate, at head office, and you could price stores by regions or by specific stores differently, or coast to coast, what have you. But the point is, there is no more paper that has to be removed. There's no more labor that's involved in changing prices. You can do it at a keystroke. And not only is it more efficient, but if we're comparing the current way of doing it, where it's once a week, for example, you could change pricing if you want to, or if you feel there's a need to, whether it's margin capturing or maintaining your competitiveness in a specific market share. You can change pricing three times a week if you want, four times a week, five times a week. You set up the schedule and you can do it at 12 or 1 a.m. So you can do changes whenever you see fit. without incurring any extra labor or any paper or any toner in cartridges, et cetera. So it's a really efficient way of doing business in 2023 and beyond.
What do you think the market opportunity? Are we talking about a small niche here? Are we talking about a medium niche? Are we talking about something global?
This is global. It's massive. European adoption rate for digital is sitting at over 80%. North America is sitting at about 6%. I mean, it's pretty easy to see. If you look, you go into a digitized store, you look to see how it looks, how it functions, and how clean it is and how efficient it is. You know, close your eyes and imagine down the road, 2-3 years from now, do you see a world of paper or do you see digital? It's also, you know, a nice environmental kick to your business, because it's a green product and you're eliminating waste, you're eliminating toner inks, you're eliminating cartridges, or at least prolonging what you have in your printers at source and inside your offices and the stores, of course. But there is a definite savings in terms of the environmental impact of paper.
Would you consider that solving some of the problems out there? That smart labels to do? What's the problem that you're really trying to solve out there in the sphere of retail, consumers coming in and looking at a SKU and a price?
Well, it's double-edged. We preach three wins. So the first win is the operational efficiencies, and obviously there is a labor savings. Obviously there's a paper, elimination of paper, and there's a savings there. Labor savings, you're not eliminating jobs. In fact, you know, in this environment right now, in this world, if you walk into any store, chances are there's a help wanted sign on the front window. So how do you maintain your pricing structure and your strategies and your system in a store where you have labor issues already with not having enough employees? So taking away that whole function frees up whatever people you do have to do more important things in the store. And, you know, I have a novel concept. It's called customer service. Because I think that we're starving. And, you know, I worked in retail for a long, long time. And I think right now, and I walk into stores, there's a real shortage of retailers. So let's take retailers right now that really value customer service. And maybe they do, but they don't have the people or the people skills internally to do that. And if you free people up from these little menial tasks and, you know, let's face it, it's a menial task, but it's the most important function in your store, and that's pricing to get customers in the door and sell your product. But, you know, the win of that, the efficiency is huge. Second one, consumer and customer engagement features. When we're putting a lot into these tags and then, you know, building out software and, you know, AI and big data, customer shopping habits and patterns, having customers engage the tags at the shelf, RFID, NFC, QR codes are big right now, putting a story on the tags, engaging your customers. You know, what's the trade-off of engaging customers in the store? Well, you're going to increase sales because you'll keep them engaged. You'll keep them in the stores longer. If you have employees freed up and they're walking around and seeing customers, you're more likely going to have people able to help your customers. You know, I make the example of special food groups and people that are on special diets, whether it's because it's health related or they just choose to live a different lifestyle, i.e. being a vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, what have you. But there's, you know, what's the population percentage that's diabetic or gluten intolerant, celiacs, et cetera, et cetera. Being able to help customers like that find products in your stores is a massive, massive opportunity to gain customer loyalty in your stores. The third win is basically in our large format using the tags and our digital smart blades that we have coming out to brand and have immediate advertisements and ad revenue that you can generate from your store with your brand. So, I mean, using the system to generate revenue and putting logos on them and having brand sponsored weekends or specific days of the year on a schedule, things like that. So there's a lot to this than just putting a tag on the shelf and changing prices. I mean, that's probably 3 or 4 down the list.
Well, that brings me to my next question, you know, the competitive edge. I'm sure there's a lot of models like yours. What's your company's competitive edge over your competitors?
We're the only company in North America in this business. We have competitors, but they're distributors. They may have offices here, but long story short, they're not from North America. They're from outside of North America, and they're here. Secondly, we're a software company. 70% of what we do may be out of the box, but it's the 30%. We build our system to the customer specifications and needs, and we do it quite easily with our tech team and our software specialists that are all in-house in our head office in Vaughan, Ontario. We design and engineer our own hardware and software in-house. I have 30 years plus experience in retail with my other company, Dana Industries, that started Danavation 5 years ago. Dana Industries is still in business and runs itself, but we have dealt with many of the top retailers in North America, so we have the trust factor. But we know what makes companies tick. Where, you know, we do our trade shows, we've been around, we answer our phones. You know, our customer service, I think, is second to nobody. Our hardware and the aesthetics of our system is just fantastic. But we turn on a dime. If a customer wants something and our software can't provide it, I mean, give us a challenge. Give us your pain points. And I can guarantee you our team within a month has a system that you can test and you'd be very happy with.
John, I want to switch gears here for a second. We've only got about 2 minutes left in the show. Your revenue model, explain that to myself and my listeners out there. How do you guys make your money?
So a typical deal involves hardware and software. Hardware sits at a margin. It can be anywhere from 25 to 35%, depending if the number of stores, you know, and the size of the deal, of course. And then there's a software component that's attached to it. So, you know, we can't get the software out there until we get the hardware out there. So we're out there trying to sell our hardware and our system. Customers pay for it. We have third-party finance partners. We don't sit on any accounts receivable other than our just day-to-day operations. Like we're not, you know, we don't have any fear of any bad debt. We get deposits. We get paid in full when the system's installed, and then we begin our monthly software invoicing. And it all depends on how extensive of a software package that specific customer purchases, and that will determine.
So you guys have a reoccurring.
Yeah, correct. That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, let me ask you this. Go ahead.
On top of that, we get inventory, you know, so the customers buy, you know, they may buy 10, 15,000 tags, and then 3 months later, they find that they need another 500 or 1,000. So then that becomes another inventory item that we charge for the customer, and that becomes an invoiced item. So, we're very happy with where it's going and how the system and how our model looks right now.
You know, you guys are a technology software company. Your market cap is around 23 million, say 24 million. Why should my listeners be interested, maybe investing in Danavation?
Walk into a digitized store and you'll be convinced yourself. You look at what you see and you just play it forward. Like, where do you see the world going? I mean, it's such an easy concept to understand. It's a real easy system. We build our system out of the box. It's a do-it-yourself component in most cases. We can scale. And, you know, the opportunity, you know, if any of the listeners have been to Europe, they would have seen digital smart labels in the majority of stores. Bring that to North America now, the number of stores, the opportunities. And even with our competitors, we know we feel there's more business than there are people in the business of digital smart labels. So, you know, we're going to get our market share. We're happy with who we're working with. We're attracting some real strong, healthy retailers that like our customer service. But they like our system. They like the service that we provide, and they like the reliability of our system. So, I mean, you know, everything goes digital. Everything's going digital. I mean, I can date myself here, and you know, I was in sales way back with no cell, no. I started off in sales, no cell phones, and no fax machines. So I've lived through cell phones, I lived through fax machines, laptops.
The evolution of sales.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's the evolution.
Well, before I let you go, if people want to know more about yourself and about your company, where should they go and find you?
Datavation.com. We have a pretty good website. There's all kinds of information on there. There's contact us information. There's email addresses that they can hit. I'm readily available on my emails to talk to people. So, you know, we enjoy speaking to customers, potential customers, and investors. I take calls all the time. I've gone out, like I said earlier, I've gone out to visit people and, you know, and where they're vacationing, and I've driven out in Ontario to see people. I'm happy to do it. We have investors that in the last few weeks have vacationed in the GTA, and they've come, you know, for a coffee and done an office tour. They toured some of the stores that we were at. So, like, we're a very accessible company. We're not perfect, right? You know, things always go wrong in business. But, I mean, we answer the phone. I return calls. I return emails. And I'm happy to do it.
My guest today has been John Ricci. He is the CEO and president of Datavation Technologies, Inc. Look them up. You can find them on the OTCQB. Their ticker symbol is DVNCF. John, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully you come back in another 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Great. Will do. Thanks very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.